One of the teachings of the church that makes us look particularly odd is the Eucharist. But as I say that, don't confuse what Catholics celebrate as the Eucharist with what other Christian denominations have a breaking of the bread, and I respect what they do in their commemorations of the Last Supper. That's good for them over there. But for what we do as Catholics, there is something very, very distinct and unique that happens every time we come to Mass. Because what we believe is that the second person of the Blessed Trinity, Jesus Christ, mysteriously, miraculously, comes to us on the altar in his body, blood, soul, and divinity. He comes to us hidden under the appearance, the philosophical term is accidence, but the appearance of bread and wine, but somehow, miraculously, the substance, who that bread is, whose blood is in that chalice, it's the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus. It is the most real thing, if you will, the most realistic thing that we can encounter. And it's very distinct from what the Protestant understanding of their Eucharistic Last Supper celebrations are. This is something odd. It makes us look odd. And that's okay. Because Jesus said, do this in memory of me. And with the bishops have initiated a several-year process of a Eucharistic revival, and a chance to study the Eucharist with events like parish missions. And I know parishes are doing catechesis and so forth. But why is it such a big deal that we come together to celebrate the Eucharist? Is it just the social event, the social ceremony? What we do at Mass? Just a good, hey, it's good to see you, you know. And I appreciate the porters and the greeters. That's great to be met at the door. And just that joy that is there. That invitation to come in, but to come into something very unique because we step up to Calvary. We are present at Calvary, that sacrifice of Jesus, when we come to Mass. And it would blow our minds if we understood. We can never grasp it fully, but we can grow in love and appreciation of this great gift, the Eucharist. And so this week,